It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on a fairy tale about three wise guys. You all know the story of the three kings who followed the star to Bethlehem. Well, forget about it. This tale has nothing to do with any wise men. No, it's a completely fictional tale about three wise guys and the town of Sausaville, known to locals as Little Sausa. I will tell you the tale and then share with you the moral of the story. Once upon a time, there were three initially normal men, at least by Sausaville standards. There was the prince, the numbers guy, and the businessman. Somewhere along the line, these normal men were transformed into wise guys. No one knows quite when or why the transformation happened, but the evidence of the conversion was evident. The first sign of the change was the adoption by all of the wise guys of the technique of simply shouting down any opposition. They started slowly, but when the good people of Sausaville failed to object to the wise guys' behavior, the three men became emboldened and sometimes even double-teamed any opposition with loud objections and dismissive comments. Only when the behavior escalated to physical abuse did the people rise up in objection, and the three wise guys got a taste of how far they could push. The second sign was the wise guys' plan to keep the people spinning with so many proposals they would never focus on any one of the programs. The three men were so proud of this spinning strategy that they began to refer to the people as saucers. Keep the saucers spinning became their private mantra. One of the wise guys' proposals was the response to the castle element from the king's minister of fiscal irresponsibility. The three men saw this castle element as an opportunity to shape Sausaville in the image they envisioned. They attempted to help two groups in particular, the Circling Castle entity and the Citrus Baron, owner of much of the area called the Slowly Sinking Dominion. Things did not work out quite as the wise guys had planned. They had not anticipated that a group would coalesce into a hot sauce and vigorously oppose the Circling Castle project and eliminate it from direct consideration. The wise guys also did not foresee that reasonable people would also determine that Slowly Sinking Dominion was actually sinking too fast for serious consideration as a castle site. But the wise guys had studied Machiavelli and knew there was more than one way to make a sauce. With little fanfare, they added rules and regulations onto an already sufficient castle element in order to indirectly authorize the castle projects for both the Circling Castle entity and the Citrus Baron. Again, the wise guys hit an obstacle. The Lady of Law on the Castle Element Committee called the added rules and regulations into question, leaving the element consultant doing an imitation of Porky Pig. Abidi, abidi, abidi. Another of the wise guys' proposals was the reassignment of the Knights of Fire to another fiefdom. The Knights of Fire were all members of the Royal Order of the Onion, commonly known as simply the Onion. Legend has it that the Onion, with its manpower and money, had cast a spell over the three ambitious men and turned them into wise guys. The only thing the Onion feared was transparency, and so it made sure even its minions were not exposed to the whole truth. In front of the screen, the reassignment of the Knights of Fire looked like a win-win. But if the screen went transparent, unintended and quite disturbing consequences became apparent. Again, another group of people coalesced into a hot sauce and demanded transparency. The wise guys, perhaps coached by the Onion, eliminated the need for a public vote, thus avoiding the need for transparency. The hot sauce group began to bubble and expand. Villagers who wanted the village to have priority over the Onion and other outside parties began joining the opposition against the wise guy. One day, the three wise guys were riding along on their high horses when a lightning bolt knocked all three to the ground. Truth be told, the lightning bolt was an errant firework from the holiday boat parade, but the impact of the event served to break the wise guy's spell. The three men returned to normal, tossed the onion aside, and embraced transparency. They went back to the round table and apologized to their peers. The additional castle element rules and regulations were withdrawn, and the Knights of Fire transfer was put to a public vote after a full and complete examination of all of its consequences. I did say this was a fairy tale, didn't I? And the moral of the story? Too many wise guys can spoil the Sauceville. Or beware of an onion not locally grown. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.